All right, Bill, this is a pleasure to introduce our next
guest. This is one of our favorite guests of all time.
His name is Chef. I almost said doctor. I don't know why. You're
similar
a cooking
to being
doctor.
A doctor.
Chef Hans Aschbacher. How are you, Chef Hans?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me.
I see your Chicago Cut Steakhouse on your, what is that called? A chef.
Shirt.
A chef shirt.
Yeah.
Is it called something?
Yeah.
Oh, Chef's White.
Chef Jacket.
Chicago Cut, but there's also some place that I've been going by and I've been dying to go to, Ocean Cut.
Absolutely fantastic. They got a Chef Flanagan and he...
Dirk Flanagan,
he cooks...
Dirk.
Obviously Irish name.
Yes.
And Joanna had the fish fry. I had the octopus. We had some dessert. And they got lobster roll.
Oh, the
he loves lobster rolls.
Love
it is fantastic. It's actually, it's less than 5 minute walk from here.
It's the same people who own Chicago Cut, but Seafood Cut is their new
venture. It's Maddie and Dave Flom.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds
good. And they are having fantastic food, and they changed their name. It first was called Chicago. What was it called first?
Joanne can't remember. Senior, fishy in a Brook? Was it called that?
No, it was...
One Fish, Two Chica, Fish?
It was Ocean Cut.
Ocean Cut.
No, right. Now it's called
now
Ocean
it's
Cut.
Now it's Ocean Cut.
So they changed it from Ocean Cut.
Did you drink during your lunch?
No, from...
Doesn't have it. Now it's
I think it was called Seafood Cut.
Seafood
I'm not
cut.
Sure.
All right.
Ocean
okay.
Cut sounds better.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Regardless, the food is fantastic. I had the fish and chips that comes with your choice of tartar sauce or the malt vinegar.
Right.
Delish.
Better you know, than Arthur Treacher's, Wendy?
I don't know.
No, it's pretty good.
I loved Arthur
Treacher's. Put out a good fish.
I will tell you, you're at a wonderful place when they actually take the yellow, is it cheesecloth that you put around the cut lemon? That is the most beautiful presentation ever.
Mm.
Speaking of presentations, Chef Hans, cooking turkey. Bill does not like turkey. I'm getting...
Find it a little dry, sir. Not yours. I've heard good things about yours, but on the
amazing.
Most part, I find it a little dry.
You know, you just hit the button.
Too dry.
Most people overcook turkey.
Because we freak out because if you start cutting it and you see any red in there, everybody freaks out.
Let me walk through the whole turkey deal.
All right.
Okay.
Do it.
Now,
get ready,
some
people
like to make a brine.
A brine.
You know, put it in
salt water.
And some people use apple cider.
But you have to actually soak the whole bird in this stuff. And it's, I don't have a container big enough for
that. Yes, some people do that.
Okay.
But if you do for more than 100 people, it's not advisable. So you make a dry brine.
A dry brine.
Yes. And my dry brine is, surprisingly... one part of Lori's seasoning salt, two parts of regular salt, salt, pepper.
More salt? So you have one part Lori's seasoning salt.
I mean, just pepper, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of garlic powder.
Garlic salt or garlic,
garlic
powder?
Garlic powder.
All right.
And you mix this very well. You put on top of the bird and on the bottom on the bird... olive oil.
All right.
And you rub it in like you massage the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Have you massaged the bird, Bill?
Yes.
I did, yes.
And you do this the night before.
The night before?
A night before, that is...
gives it time to soak up everything that's around it, right?
Marinates the bird.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you put it in a 250, 275 degree oven. If it has a fan. If it doesn't have a fan, you put it about the 350.
All right. How do you know if you have a fan? I guess if you don't know, then you don't have one. I don't have a convection oven.
Yes.
Just a regular. So that would be 350?
Yes. And you make sure that it's golden brown.
Do you put foil over the top for a while?
First, it needs to be golden brown.
Okay.
And then you put the foil over.
I have done everything backwards.
Okay.
Every year I've done it. I put the foil at first and then pull it off to brown it. But you want to protect it once it's already to a perfect browning.
Correct. And then you put the foil on. When you have a thermometer, you know, maybe after 2.5 hours, it depends how big the bird is, okay? You stick it into the breast site.
Okay.
Okay?
Not the thigh that everybody tells you to.
I put breast site and...
You're a breast man?
Yes. And you take...
and you I knew take I'd it, break them.
and, you know, you take it out when it's 165 degrees.
All right. Well, it's not supposed to be that warm this season, though, Chef Han. So it's supposed to be warm, but
but
not
now,
that warm.
So wait, really, what if there's a little red around, like, where the thigh and the leg connect? That's bad. That's not finished,
no,
then,
no, that's
right?
not finished. But you can also put the thermometer by the thigh.
The thigh, okay? Yes. Yeah.
And see if it's 165, 170 degrees. Okay? But... the most important thing is you take that bird out and you let it sit.
Yeah.
You let it sit for 45 minutes to an hour before you even carve.
But then it's because, not hot.
No, because it keeps cooking.
Oh.
And then if
it
if
cooks
you
even though it's not in the oven, it's still cooking?
Because it's warm in the center.
After
and
you
it...
Oh, it's cooking from the inside out.
All the meat, all the roast you take out of the oven, uh-huh. it still cooks for at least 20 minutes to half an hour.
Oh. All right.
And after you have rested the turkey, if you want to spend some more time with your company, with your family,
nah.
you can put it back in the oven at 150 degrees and let it
just
be warm.
Be warm. Yeah. Like a warming
okay.
tray.
Be warm. And if that turkey is not very nice and moist,
yeah.
I will what? Change my name.
You would change your name?
What
for
would you
that?
Change it to?
Debbie Gibson.
Probably, no, probably Tanya Leah Lipschitz.
Like oh, that's a great Stan name. That would, said, yeah. name would serve you well.
Okay.
All right, now let me get this straight, because really, people, this is when people are freaking out. I have to order my turkey. You want it fresh rather than frozen.
Fresh is wonderful, yes.
And then you want to put a dry brine on it, one part Lowry's seasoned salt, two parts salt, some pepper to taste, and how much garlic powder?
Well, same...
to taste.
Just a taste.
And you put olive oil over the bird. You massage it.
Right.
You talk lovingly. Nicely to it.
And yep. you put also salt inside.
Inside the,
bird. The
cavity.
Yes. And if you make a bird at home, you can put an onion, a carrot, and a celery inside the bird.
And then that flavor will just permeate. That,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And you can also put a rosemary or a dill or whatever you want to put inside the bird. Some herbs.
Rosemary, thyme, maybe.
Yes.
Parsley, sage.
Yeah, parsley, sage. Thank
Rosemary
you.
And thyme.
Thank you.
Are you going to Scarsborough Fair, by the way?
No, but honestly, you could just listen to that yeah, song while you're doing it, because it'll remind you which herbs to use. That
right.
really is,
Thank
all
you,
of them.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Yes, Chef Hans.
And you know, we do like between 75 and 100 turkeys at Chicago Cut for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And that's exactly the way we make it.
Any reservations available, or are you all booked up already?
Where
do they go to find
out? I'm pretty
sure
if you call Dave or Maddie,
they'll find a spot
to put you somewhere and get you a Thanksgiving meal.
With the holidays, you really got to act early on things, and Chicago Cut would be a great place to go to have turkey. I'm telling you, your turkey is amazing. I like to stuff my turkey. I know that might be personal.
That's number two. Okay.
Is it okay
now,
to do that?
That it's okay to do it, but don't do it the same time. Don't stuff the turkey when you put the turkey in the oven. Let it brown first, okay? And then you take the carrot, the celery, and everything out. And then you have the stuffing. Stuff the turkey and finish it.
Okay, so it's not, because for all these years I have put warm stuffing into a raw, cold turkey.
Wendy.
No, absolutely
no. No one's died.
No, but it's very, very hard to cook from the inside.
That's why my wings are red.
Here you go.
All right, so cook it. Just say, give a ballpark figure, like a, I don't know, a 12-pound turkey. I would go 20-pound turkey. So you figure out, you can figure out how long you have to.
At least 2.5 to 3 hours.
At least, probably more. Yeah. So is it halfway done when you put the stuffing in, or when you only have about an hour left?
Halfway, it's already halfway done. And you also have already cooked the dressing.
Yes, you cooked the stuffing, dressing, yes.
And then you
put, it's warm to warm,
a large spoon it in, and then when you serve it, and if you know how to carve the turkey, a little piece of turkey, a little piece of stuffing, mm-hmm. and then, of course, the gravy. I believe the last time I was on with you, you have the turkey
gravy recipe.
Yes.
I think we have that somewhere. Yeah. I know there's a video of us doing that on WGN.
Yeah, with
radio.com.
Jared Payton.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was involved. Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, so that, a dry brine, I've never heard of that. So kudos to you. You're going to change my family's life this year because my turkey's going to be good. We're going to take a quick break, and then listeners have some questions and comments. You can go see Chef Hans. He's hard at work at Chicago Cut Steakhouse and also Ocean Cut Seafood and Prime Steaks, both very delicious places. Still some reservations available for Thanksgiving at Chicago Cut. Go to the website, get the phone number, call and see. Is that the best advice?
Yes.
All right. Quick break?
Quick break and then more discussion with Chef Hans. Stay here, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Well, ask anyone who knows anything about food here in Chicago who one of the finest chefs are, and the name Chef Hans is going to come up over and over and over again. He's working over at Chicago Cut, and we're lucky enough to have him in studio giving some tips on how to make your Thanksgiving meal a lot brighter and better.
All right, Chef Hans, you also brought some recipes that we are going to post on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. What is it, cranberry chutney? You had some other recipes you were sharing, and thank you for sharing with everyone.
And also the apple fennel slaw.
Apple fennel slaw.
It's like a salad you can make as a supplement to the turkey dinner, and it's also good after. You know, the leftover.
Oh, I love
you
that.
You can use that salad and put it in between rye bread and a little turkey.
A slaw
turkey.
Sandwich? Yes. Oh, you put turkey on there, too. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right. We will also, I'm going to write down your dry brine. Is that what it's called? I never heard of that. You had some fun with the Chicago Cubs, I saw. Every athlete in this city, Blackhawks, Cubs, Bears, they know you, they love you. You were hanging with the world championship Chicago Cubs.
I've been a lucky man. When I worked at Lori's, I got to meet Dallas Green.
Mm-hmm.
And
the former general manager of the Cubs.
Jim Frey.
Yeah, the manager.
And he was the one who said, look, we have such a beautiful ballpark. Why can we not promote it? And he hired John McDonough. And Jim Frey, we won in 84.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me if I would do Maryland crab cake. And we threw the prime rib in, and we do some of the sides. And in that dressing room, there was only a small little area. And I fed the players.
You fed the team.
And since then, I've been doing it probably 3-4 times a year. And this year and last year, I have noticed that those guys are the most grounded, finest players. What you see on TV, that's what they are. They're fantastic guys. They all come and they make you feel you're a part of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun to see the new dressing room.
Yeah.
And it's...
Did somebody snap you with a towel
it's amazing.
While you were there?
It's amazing. They have a
just ignores me. it's amazing.
Well, they have a masseur. They have a barber shop. They have you name it. They got it.
Yoga.
Wow.
They take care of their guys.
They got a yoga.
Yeah.
And they got hot and cold steam and.
But the players appreciate you, Chef Hans. I know David Ross. If he sees you, he's going to give you a big hug, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He loves you. And he's an absolutely fantastic guy. And I just heard that he has a meeting with T.O. Epstein in a week or so. because I told him upstairs when we went to the Blackhawks, and I says, "You can't leave." And I says, no, I'm going to come back maybe once or twice. But now I heard that they're going to talk to him, and I wouldn't be surprised that he's going to be on the bench.
As manager.
Cheer the guys on and has a role with the Black, I mean with the
Cubs.
Cubs.
I brought that up before. I had heard that somebody from the Cubs organization, one of the coaches, was leaving or looking at a job elsewhere, and it would make perfect sense to have David Ross jump into that role.
He's too good. He is the heartbeat of this team.
He motivates them, doesn't he?
But not in a not in the nose up in the sky. Very, very nicely. When I first cooked with them and he was in the dressing room,
yeah,
he comes and he says, "Whatever I can do, just let me know."
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that nice? Did you notice, Chef Hans, that whenever the other players are talking about him, they always say this: "He's like a brother to me. He's like a father to me." Like, they mention both, and that's hard to pull that off, but he seems to be able to do that.
Absolutely correct. And here is an old man like me, okay? I didn't know him from Emma.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Joanne's son was with me, helping me cook.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing to Matt.
Oh, that's nice.
As he said to me.
That's beautiful.
And he said, "Whatever I can do for you, please let us know." And everybody is giving you that fist bump.
Yeah, right.
Or gives you a hug and it says, "Thank you so very much for coming." You know,
they're very appreciative.
Really appreciative to have good food.
Can I tell you, though, isn't it the way to a man's heart is through his stomach? So if you feed them well, they will come.
Yeah, and you know, the same thing is, food is love. Food is universal. If you can cook good food and you make a nice table, people just love to come to see a good restaurant, a good chef. And it starts with the chef.
Yep. Well, you're living proof of that.
Thank you.
You are.
It is so nice to see you, Chef Hans.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got a bad wheel? Your knee's not doing too well?
No. And I guess you have experience yourself.
We should just be roommates in a hospital and get our knees replaced together. Wouldn't that be fun?
It'd be a good reality show if you guys want to do that. I'll talk to somebody.
Chef Hans and Vindy.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Vendy.
And then we're going to have some Vicodin, right?
Some Vicodin?
No, white wine.
Oh, Vicodin. Oh, okay. I've heard Vicodin.
Well, I don't know if we have a minute for...
Yes, we have a minute. You want to plug something? Because you're always doing such charitable stuff.
I would love to mention the House of Good Shepherd, which is a recovery place right next to the Cubs. Mm-hmm. Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's in that area. You don't want to give the exact location because this is for women who have been abused or battered.
Correct. Yeah. And Joanne, sitting next to me, she's a member of the board for 20 years.
That's tremendous.
20 years, Joanne.
And they raise $400,000 or $500,000 every year for the cause. And then the next one is the ACF, the Chef de Cuisine of Chicago, are helping Larapeeta Hospital for 55 years. Every Thanksgiving, they cook meals for that hospital.
That is so wonderful.
Kudos for the chefs who help people who cannot help themselves, which is very good. There's a lot of things we have to be thankful for. For Thanksgiving, and especially Larapeeta, the Chef de Cuisine, the House of Good Shepherd, and everybody who is helping. And thank you very much.
You're the one we need to thank. Yeah, absolutely. And you can see Chef Hans Aschbacher. I didn't say it right that time.
No, you said it right.
Chef Hans Aschbacher.
Yes.
Okay. He's at Chicago Cut Steakhouse. You can also go to Ocean Cut. And is there a phone number, Joanne, to call for reservations for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
They may be booked, but...
It's 312-329-1800. That is the Chicago Cut. And if officially Ocean Cut is closed, so
they're not open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We use that kitchen to cook the many turkeys.
Oh, they do. Okay,
yes,
it's a great idea.
So try them on any other night, not Thanksgiving, but Chicago Cuts certainly on Thanksgiving. Great to see you, Chef.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We'll get some news and then more show. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
Love you, Chefy.
Thank you.